Intervention in Syria. The near civil war in that country is looking like a job for the United Nations. Dealing, mediating, peacekeeping. What's possible on the road to Damascus? On this Monday, January 23rd, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Chinese New Year. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is out this week. We're going to begin the hour by looking at the deteriorating situation in Syria. Also, we have a discussion of what happens if Nigeria's fragile order comes apart and how Newt Gingrich just might be the revenge of the 1990s in 2012. You remember the 90s, I'm sure. AOL, pagers, Dolly the Sheep. Johnny from Oakland posted this to Facebook. She says, I had my daughter in the 90s, so it was filled with Barney. Oh, yeah. We're going to do you a favor and not play the Barney theme song here, but what are your top hits from the 90s? We'll have a revisionist view of Gingrich and the top hits of his 90s decade. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your story. But first, let's go to the morning's top headlines. Newt Gingrich, filled with extraordinary confidence after his win in South Carolina on Saturday, heading into Florida, he spoke to all of the networks over the weekend, with the exception of ABC News, for perhaps the reason that they focused on his personal life last week. Anyway, Newt Gingrich, Republican presidential candidate, tells NBC's Meet the Press he's not bothered about getting off to a slow start in the GOP presidential race.
In 79, Reagan was 30 points behind Carter. One of his Republican opponents described the Reagan economic growth plan as, quote, voodoo economics. Some voodoo. It created 16 million new jobs.
The Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney told Fox News, meanwhile, he's releasing his tax returns this week and not later on in April.
This, I think, we just made a mistake in holding off as long as we did. It just was a distraction. We want to get back to the real issues in the campaign.
The Republican presidential race moves to Florida with candidates battling out in Tampa tonight. The Syrian government has rejected an Arab League call for President Bashar al-Assad to hand over power to his deputy. The League, meeting in Cairo, also called on Syria to form a national unity government with the opposition within 2 months. The Qatari prime minister, speaking to our partner, the BBC, says the Arab League seeks further talks with the Syrian government.
We call on the Syrian government and the Syrian opposition to start a political dialogue, a serious political dialogue under the auspices of the Arab League within 2 weeks from this invitation.
The Arab League has moved from a passive stance to a much more interventionist policy. The UN says more than 5,000 people have died as a result of the crackdown on protests since they began last March. A discussion of what's next in Syria coming up. Finishing what she started, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords plans to meet with constituents in Tucson later today at a political event that symbolically will resume what was cut short when a gunman opened fire at that rally yesterday. Representative Giffords announced on a YouTube video that she will leave political office to focus on her recovery.
I have more work to do on my recovery, so to do what is best for Arizona, I will step down this week.
The governor in Arizona will declare April a special election for Giffords' seat. The Super Bowl is set. The New York Giants beat the San Francisco 49ers 20-17 in overtime to punch their ticket to Indianapolis. And earlier yesterday, New England took down Baltimore 23-20 to win the AFC. The Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. Both of those contests won by a field goal, or lost by a field goal, as the case may be. A look at the markets. Asian markets are up. European indices are up. Futures on Wall Street are down to flat. The Dow starts at 12,720. The S&P begins at 1,315. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,786. Newt Gingrich won big in South Carolina this weekend. Later this hour, we'll mark that win with a look back to the 90s. If we relive Gingrich's political record, we're going to be reliving the 90s. And that's not necessarily Newt's greatest decade, but it certainly was the decade where he roared onto the scene. Can he outdo the 90s? Ace of Base, the Macarena, Ross and Rachel. Kiana Johnson remembers Seattle alternative rock angst. Oh, yeah. She posted on Facebook. What are your greatest hits of the 90s? Call them in at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, what will it take to end Syria's bloody crackdown? More on that next.